Glory must be to the Lord. For he is worthy of our prayer. No man, nor that should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to our God. Glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the
of kings, the Lord of lords. I am that I am is his name. The very life of God, flows on the inside of us. Is God, is good, is kind, manda santa lida prakaga, mekanto protopo katanda liga rabasakaya. Worship him this evening. Kedebo soko talinde de bangladas katalina. Et de bon macra tissette et tic rebusque d'aria.
Amongst the gods, whom is like thee?
You are glorious in holiness and fearful in praise.
Always good in wonders, hallelujah.
Always my God to thee. Oh Lord, who is thy God to thee?
Just worship him. Bring it was an opportunity for you to let go and worship him. Just bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Erebuska kalambla taka kangania. Ekambo soto lingara basaka lida busatania. Ekebo pradingla da buskata basataria. Etumblu doskota lida rabasataria. Erablus kanta linga. Suddenly walls will fall. Suddenly walls, obstructing walls, they will fall. Manka basaria. E nebo kampanga lingra rabasataria. E kambo to prota lingra da bosa galida rabasata ya. E kambla to prate katanda basata liga. Limpla tatlam basata liga. We sang that song that he said he split the Red Sea. E kapambla to sata liga da basaka ya. E kambla to kanka kanda lisa. E kingla walls will fall. Limpla da basaka ya. E kapo where they are not meant to be and you find a wall, it will crumble. Ring latanza sataria. E kratopo kalingra da boske delega. It makes a way where there seems to be no way. E pratamba sataliga rabasakaria. E kala blanta satalida rabasakaya. E kembo seka rabaso pretise delia. Receive mana rabasakaria. E kalimlo palimba sanga liga. It says, I lead the blind in the way that they know not. And the paths that they have not known, I will guide them. There's no obstacle. Hallelujah. I hear it for you guys. Manda basadaya. In kalam la to brada baseka. Eke for you, Malisa, that you guys are drawing virtue. In la tos karabasadaya. And there are no obstacles. Hallelujah. In the boom makarabasakaya. Eke kapoka la brose telinga. It seems you've been trying to do it. Hallelujah. Over and over again, Masadaya. And it looks insurmountable. In karamba sanka liga. From within, hallelujah, as you worship Engrabasakalia, Ekembo Sotana Lingra Basakaya. I see the walls, Manda Batia, crumble, hallelujah. In Naskatoba, La Basa La Liga, Edebo Sana La Babalia, Ekanda Rabo Sekaria, Mande Kende Lingra Tasadaliga, Ekaboske de Lingra Rabasakaya, Maka Pasata Liga Rabasadaya. He had done it before, hallelujah. He will do it again, hallelujah. Eka basa da liga da basa da liya. Hey, la, no!
Hey, la, la, o. Hey, la, jo, go, go.
That's the booster that you need. Rekla damba sakaria. From within, linka baska talia. All that is within me, rekaka satalia. Every fiber of my being, rimbraba sakaria. Rise and praise his name. Rekandombla daba. Ekenge bosoka taligra da boska talia. Edede boska satalia da basadea. Englatas katabobra kaboom baba baba satalia. Worship him, ring rabasakaya, ekebos katalida rabasakaya. Oh, something is impossible. Ranga baba, with him nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Ingratasa kaliga rabuskaya. With God there are no mistakes. Hallelujah. In nabrosa taliga, he says he causes all things to work together for good for them who love him and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. In the prosa kaliga, ingratanda rababasakaya. Give him all the worship. Sing la topa tingra rabaseka liga. Let the living waters of joy mangra basaya. Let them flow. Hallelujah. Limba kababa basanta liga rabasaya. Ekra toba makanda le baseta liga. Ling la rabasopra disya daria. Eka basa da liga rabasaya. Eka boska da liga rabasaya. All glorious. Mangla da baba basaya. Eka baba basata liga. Engle de boso ta lingra rabasaya. Matos Karabadia. We praise your name, we lay a crown and worship. Mark chapter 4. I hope you've had a wonderful week so far. Amen. And I'm going to read from verse 13. I'm going to stop at verse 17. Mark chapter 4, verse 13. And he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, they immediately stumble. Hallelujah. It says that from verse 15, it says, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Hallelujah. If you pause and think about that scripture, that why is it that immediately they hear the word, Satan comes to take it away? Hallelujah. John chapter 6. John 6. Thank you. John 6, please. And we're breaking from 63. It says, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. It says, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. So Mark 4:15 says that immediately they hear the word, Satan comes to take it away. And he has a reason for doing that. In John 6:63, Christ is saying that the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. You have to know where your strength lies. Amen. So that you can, it's not cultivate, you can guard it. So where your strength lies, you guard it. You know that if it's your joker, see, all of us play the cards. Maybe the children didn't play cards, but most of us play cards. The one that has king, hearts, and everything. Abi? And then there's a joke, there are two jokers. And when you deal the cards, you pray that both jokers, because when you play your joker, everything on the table becomes yours. Right? So you guard, and when you are playing, you guard that joker jealously. You don't even let anybody know that you have joker. You just keep your face straight. Some people start jubilating. Once everybody starts jubilating, you know that. I mean, if that one is even simple. When you're playing what? You know, you have pick two, pick three. There's pick five. No, there's pick two and pick three. Then when you gather the five-digit card, you have like, you have five. There's one. One is you miss your turn or something. You suspend so imagine that you have one, you have two, you have five, and then you only have those three cards to play. You have won the game. You first suspend the guy, or you give him pick two. And you know those things you record, but it's your joker. Wait, and when you don't, and if you suspect that the guy has something, you will wait for him. You just be playing, so the guy will just say, oh, this guy is gone. Then you just come out and slam him. From day one, from the beginning, it had been the grand plan of the devil, okay, to snatch away that life. Hallelujah. Amen. So it was easy for him to go to Eve and say, did the Lord tell you not to eat? Did he say? And then he was able to get them out of the will of God. And then when the Lord came calling, they said they were naked. But you know that they had always been like that, even before they ate. Right? But suddenly something came upon them and they understood the good from what? Evil. And then they said, "We are naked." One morning, Mrs. Ajiri was, I don't know what spirit came over that morning, early in the morning. And then she sent me Matthew 6:23.
Oh, be lifted above all other gods, we lay our crown.
So it says, but if your eye is bad, the whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And I think on Sunday, I was trying to explain to you the story of Paul and Saul. That, what did we read on Sunday? Acts chapter, So, I think it was Toby that mentioned something about Paul on Sunday. We didn't read it. Yeah. And then, remember that the Bible says that he was persecuting the church. He had a lot of knowledge. He knew the laws. He knew the scriptures. Hallelujah. And yet he was walking in darkness. And this is what was happening to him. Now go back to Matthew 6. Thank you. It was what was wrong with him. What he thought it was light was actually darkness. So his soul was beclouded. All the knowledge he was gaining was bringing nothing except darkness. And to him it was light. Hallelujah. And he says, if therefore the light that is in you is darkness. So all the knowledge that he had, okay, he couldn't see anything except darkness. Hallelujah. Now, if whatever you know is not glorifying God, it is darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. Even if it's not malicious, if it's not glorifying God, it's darkness. Because it was the same set of scriptures and scribes that they read again, right? After Christ, after his encounter with Christ, hallelujah. And then he refused to turn back. Yeah, the hunter now became the hunted. So much so that the people that he was hunting were now the ones that were hiding him from the people that made him a hunter in the first place. Why? Because he had had an encounter. And I think on Sunday, we read Ephesians 1:18. It says, let your eyes of understanding be enlightened. Because eyes are the gateway to your soul. And that is where the light resides. Once your soul is beclouded, there will be a problem. Amen. And because Christ has said in John 6:63, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And if you go to John 1, you see how he talks about the fact that the word was with God and the word was God, and that light was the light of men. Hallelujah. And that light, once you have it within you, there will not be any darkness anymore. Amen. You will be able to see clearly. And all you see will be the light of God. Amen. When you see things in the light of God, you are able to discern situations and walk without any hindrances. Hallelujah. So in Mark chapter 4, verse 15, it says that, let's go to Mark chapter 4. It says, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you see, the ones that are by the wayside, he manages to take away the word. If you continue to read in verse 16, what does he say? These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Amen. Everything is about the word and the kind of ground or the kind of receptor that the word falls upon. Hallelujah. But that word is potent. It's a seed. If you want to plant maize, you look for maize seed. Hallelujah. Let's forget about genetically modified agriculture. Let's go to agriculture that we know. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you plant maize, you get maize. Abi? Good. So everything was about the word and how it is received, or the receptor. So the first one received it, and then this one, it has no root. The Bible says, afterwards, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Hallelujah. Why is he stumbling? Because he has no root. No, go back to 17. Because the word they heard had no root in them. Amen. But what I want to point out to us this evening is that whether it is verse 15 that you are looking at, or you are looking at the ones that has no root in them, let's go to verse 18. Or you are looking at the ones that are sown among thorns, okay? These ones, the cares of the world and everything takes away. Go to verse 20. Or you are looking at these ones. These are the good ones. These are the ones sown on good ground. Those who hear the word, accept it, bear fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100. Yes, please. And also said to them, is a lamb brought to put under the basket, or it is not set on the lampstand? Now, whichever one it is, whether it's good ground, stony, or by the wayside, verse 17 refers. Let's go to verse 17. It says, afterward, the B part, afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, come on. For the ones that he has no root, they will stumble. Hallelujah. But the ones that Satan already come and snatched it away, there's nothing to test them with. And then the ones that is on stony ground, that word, okay, that they have been able to hold on to, will make them have a strong foundation and withstand any situation. Hallelujah. Make every effort to listen to God's word. And when you listen, let it find root in you. Amen. We are in the end times. Let's not kid ourselves. And things are not going to get better. Hallelujah. Things are not going to get better. In the sense that we will see more of people doing things according to what the Bible has said. It's when the end is near, you will see all these things. People will lose the love for every other person, except the people that have held on to the word, the good ground, and then they begin to bear fruit. Amen. That word of God comes to all men. Hallelujah. What you make of it is what is important. So you know that as I'm saying everything now, when we finish service now, and I ask somebody one question, that which one did I emphasize? If I ask everybody, probably five will get that of all of us. Why? Because we have different attention span. And sometimes when we're supposed to be listening, we are not. And when critical things are being mentioned, we lose it. Hallelujah. It says, afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake. That's what I want to make sure use of. Because of the word, persecution, tribulation will come. The only reason why the serpent went to Adam and Eve was because he knew that God gave them a word. Hallelujah. And he went to test. You read in Revelation. He said when dragon was sent to the earth, he came to wage war on them that hold on to the testimony of Christ. Hallelujah. And the only way you can wage war is to ensure that the word does not get to you. And if at all it gets to you, it's not on a good ground. Amen. Because you know why I'm saying the word? Because it's a done deal. I've always said this, that people say, take the best of two evils. Have you heard it before? Take the best of two evils. Or the better of two evils. Evil is evil. Now they say, the devil you know is better than the angel you don't know. You know what they mean? So if I know that Natalie, if I go to Natalie, no, like Jen Kenny was saying, if he comes to Pastor NY, Pastor NY will talk, and then you go and be thinking, that man is even a bad man. And then you go to, now what that thing is that one that you think is a devil is better than another one that you think is an angel that you don't even know at all. Meanwhile, is it lie? Because you have to always look at the foundation of everything. Evil is evil. You cannot compare an angel with a devil. Because their name tells you what they bring or which kingdom they are coming from. Hallelujah. And that's why when it comes to the word of God, there is no deliberation about it. It comes with good tidings. Hallelujah. Even if you think that this word is scolding me, John chapter 15, it makes us understand that it prunes the vine so that you may bear more fruit. Abi? So that you may bear more fruit. Persecution will come for the sake of the word. But how prepared are you? Oftentimes, when we get or when we receive a word, we fly with it. The next moment after that, something comes to test that you have written. Because the devil just wants to snatch it away. That word, I said, is a seed, is potent. Once you sow it, it brings about what? Life. It says, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Once it's God's word. Amen. His spirit and his life. Saying, but I'm living. Hallelujah. Some people are existing. You know, there's a difference between something existing and something living. So all the chairs you are sitting on, they're existing. Everything you see here is existing. But it's human beings that are living. Hallelujah. And now, that living is also in quote. Because if you are not living according to the purpose that God has designed for you, then there's a problem. You are going to be off course. So we just came out of managing distractions. And I remember that when we're on the field, I say it, when the footballers are on the field, they only hear the whistle of the referee. No matter how loud the spectators shout. Okay? And now, if you want to be the best at it, so sometimes when you are doing something and you are undecided, and then you go to Mr. Sajiri and you tell Mr. Sajiri, this is what I'm going through, this is what I need. If you don't explain very well to Mr. Sajiri, it is the context in which you have explained to him that is going to process whatever you have told him. Some people don't know how to express what they want to say. Some people, they don't hear well. If you say, Mr. Sajiri, I mean, which one should I go? Should I go to Ojota or should I go to Ogudu? I was like, go to Emmanuelo. Now, has this solved the problem of Ojota or Ogudu? He has directed you to somewhere else. Because in the context, that's what he's saying. He's saying, hallelujah. Amen. The word of God is direct. And when it comes to you, it brings life. And your life is outside of breathing. Is the condition of your spirit, man. Amen. Bible says a broken spirit who can bear. There's every other thing you can survive. But once your spirit is broken, nobody bears a broken spirit. Once the spirit is broken, every other defense begins to fall. If the spirit is not broken and every other thing is falling, there's still hope for you to rebuild. Because when God's word comes, it says the words that I speak to you, they are spirit first. So that word locates your spirit, hallelujah, and it says they are life. And from there, life blossoms. Amen. Persecution will come for the sake of the word. Now, the words that you hear, and that's not to scare you, it's just to make you do the more of what you're supposed to do, which is when you receive the word. You know, when I was in the university, when we go to, we had different sets of people, different sets of fellowship. They are the ones, those people that would tie scarf, you wear beret, and tie scarf with the beret so that it doesn't fall off. That's what we call them, spiritoko. Then we have the regular ones. And then we have the hip hop ray. You know the hip hop ray? When you're walking, say, broken, hey, brother, how you doing today? The Lord is on the throne, high five, blah, blah, blah. It's hip hop. Hallelujah. When small thing comes, the Lord is on the throne. You see the guy, his head. You know when you go and do exercise and they say, sit down, put your head between your knee, you'll not be able to do it ordinarily. If I tell you now that all of you bend and put your head between your knee, you'll not be able to do it. When trouble comes for that hip hop ray guy, that head that was not able to touch the knee will pass through the knee. So my friend and I, we had a habit. Anytime we are going, when we are strolling in the evening, so my friend and I were like two poles of a magnet. My friend belonged to the people that would tie beret and scarf. And me, I was with the hip-hop ray. So imagine that the two of us were friends. Hallelujah. You'll be looking at me like this, pastor, why? How can it be hip-hop? Up to today, I still wonder how I survived in that environment. But I knew that God had a mission for me there. Hallelujah. And that's how I picked up all this technical thing I was doing. Right from there, 1996. But the two of us were like that. So, him, Epalesa. That's how they greet. Epalesa. Bless you. Epalesa. When my fellowship people see me, hey! I don't greet them. They say, why are you not greeting them? I say, I don't know how to, even up to this, I don't know how to do that. One guy who just comes here, guy, brother, how you doing? Fire for Christ, are you going well? And then he's gone. And then there's another one. If you see him, it is well. He said, broken. As I was coming today, as I read the church, the guy will say, it is well. At the end of the day, we just change his name to it is well. These things are not lip service. It has to come from within. So my friend and I, it is well. Abi, it is well. My friend and I, people looked at us and said, How do these guys survive? So when we get, and we stay in the same room. We sleep on the same bed. So if he puts his head, we sleep on 4x6, that bunk, the bunk bed, mattress, and we just sleep on it. If he puts his head there, my own head will be here. So we call it 69. You know, when you write 6 and you write 9, so it's 69. That's how we live for 3 years till we left school. On the same bed. Today, we form him big boy. When he goes and attend conference, I'll just be laughing. This guy, it's 69. But you see, my friend, so people kept looking at this. There's not. But don't forget that for each person, each group of people I've told you about now, there's something in common. Everybody will go to fellowship and everybody will listen to God's word. And now everybody decides to process the word he has read. It's what has come about what I've described to you. But the center of it is that the same scripture, it's just like the same things that Paul read when he was Saul, were the same things that he read when he became Paul. And he saw things different. So what my friend and I did was simply to look at the scripture and sit down and say, well, we belong to A, we belong to B, but this is what the word of God says. And that's what is common to us. And that's the only way that two people can agree. You don't agree based on denomination. Because it will bring discrimination. And it's not from my church that they said it. I think I was talking to someone one day. I said, this person is just always listening to prayer every morning. I said, let us pray that word, the word of God that comes out when they are praying, will catch his attention. Because that word is what? His spirit and his life. And from there, the word of God begins to do what he's sent for to do. It is not you and I that makes a man change. Amen. You know, some people say, somebody's good. The Bible has said it. It's only God alone that is good. It's because we have chosen to follow God. That's why some people will say, Mr. Sajid is a good man. You don't be surprised. The same person that says he's a good man today, tomorrow, if Mr. Sajid messes up, he's a bad man, then you begin to wonder, how can good and bad live in one man? It's a perception. You have to pick the word of God in everything. Dissect it and hold on to it. Because when persecution comes, that's what you're going to fall back on. Then you will not stumble. Amen. Then you will not stumble. Then you'll be able to stand. You know, now they say a lot of mental issues are around. It's not that those people, it's not that we are better off than those guys when it comes to circumstances. All of us are in the same economy. But it's what we are holding on to that is important. If you take your eyes off Christ, you know that I came to church last Sunday with my wrist bound. Abi, I had been doing what I was been walking on that water and on that slippery floor. I took my eye off for a fraction of a second, and that was it. So imagine that when you are holding on to God's word, you don't have the liberty to take your eye off it for a fraction. Because the extent of damage that you may have to repair afterwards may be too great. Which was also what Setman was saying on Sunday. That if you flee sexual immorality, you will save yourself a lot of headache. Because even if you want to come back to repair, things will go bad, will have gone bad. So, the word of God, hold on to it firmly. Dissect it. You see, don't engage yourself in needless arguments. Hallelujah. There are some arguments you should not bother about. But when it comes to God's word, look at it yourself. Be a Berean and search the scriptures and hold on to that which is true. Winds will come, storms will come. There is no promise of no storm. There's no promise of no fire. It is who will stand during the storm and the fire that there's a promise for. Since the word of God will raise a standard against it. And if the word is absent, which standard are you going to raise? That's my charge for you this evening. Let us rise to our feet. Let's thank God. Now we'll value the word of God that we hear. And when we value it, is that we will keep it, we will nourish it, and it will be on good ground. And give him all the praise this evening. Thank him because you're not going to take his word lightly. It's just the devil's scheme that he snatches away the word. That's what he did in the beginning. And he has not taken his tactics, hallelujah. But what you should understand is his tactics, that he wants to snatch away that word. And let the word of God find ground in you. Hallelujah. When miracles happened, It was because people were teaching and preaching about Christ. And things that began to happen. Amen. And it will continue to happen when we begin to talk about Him and hold on to that word. There is no controversy that Jesus is Lord. And the words that He speaks, the Spirit and life. God bless you in Jesus' name.